Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Let's go to Linda Kearns, who is very, very busy. Just had a couple of pointed questions. Linda, thank you for being on top of everything happening. What can you tell us about the hospital situation? Dawn had Temple, I had Chestnut Hill, PA announcements. I sent you the photo, emergency ballot, put this on the trays of very sick people. That seems to be a word I think I saw somewhere, nefarious.
Right. So, Dom, we do have an emergency bowel procedure in Pennsylvania, okay. And it's for, let's just say that you totally intended to vote today. That was your intention. You were going to go vote today. You're an in-person voter. And then all of a sudden you got sick and you couldn't. We do have an emergency ballot procedure in place. Absolutely. That's the law. You could have your family be your agent, go get your ballot, bring it to the hospital, and you sign under penalties of perjury that, you know, you couldn't get your absentee ballot in time because you thought you'd be healthy. You thought you'd be at the polling place. But, you know, what you told me about I sent some roving attorneys over there, so we're going to look into it. Putting the ballots on the trays isn't necessarily illegal, but what I'm afraid of, Dom, is that a voter isn't going to realize what the exact rules are. And so these people who are just, you know, thinking that I'm not sure what their incentive is to put these ballots on the trays, but, you know, if these voters don't understand that, you know, they have to say under penalties of perjury that they have a true emergency, which prevented them from requesting an actual mail ballot that was due on October 29th, and they could get themselves in trouble. So I think it's, you know, I think it's unfortunate when people play these kinds of tricks. If someone wanted to vote, they can request it. You know, handing them that is, I think, is misleading to voters.
Well, and Linda, on top of which, right, how do they get all these ballots here, and then how are they going to be handed in?
Okay, they were not ballot. They weren't ballots. Because what they're putting on the trays are requests.
Okay.
Emergency ballot requests. So what those people are going to have to do who are in that hospital are going to have to fill out the request. They're going to have to find an agent to go to the Board of Elections. They're going to have to sign that agent form, assign an agent. The agent's going to have to go to the Board of Elections, get the person's ballot, go back to the hospital. The sick person would fill it out, and then the agent would return it. So it's not really an efficient way to gin up the vote because it does take a lot of different steps. But those were not ballots, because I looked at the picture you sent me. They were only requests.
My point is, I'm told, and I told you, and I can't say, but sources that are very, very reliable, they've never heard anything in the hospital I'm talking about done like this over the PA system. It just doesn't happen. These guys are, you know, in the know there in various roles. Just doesn't happen. To me, it reminds me, Linda, when we had you on, of the stuff they were doing with people that were mentally ill, hospitalized around that, and still intervening. It says something about this election. They don't do this against other Republicans. It's only happening in the Trump time that I can remember.
Yeah, and I think it's a sign that the Dems are getting desperate because they know how strong our voters are, how motivated our voters are. And I just said on the Dawn show, and Dom, I have to repeat it, I know there's lines out there. That happens on Election Day. So sometimes there are lines. stay in line. And I said on the Dom show, on the Dawn show, how all my materials, all of the booklets that I made for all of my attorneys who were in the call center, on the front cover is Corey Compitore's picture, because we're doing this in memory of him and in honor of him and his family. He can't stand in line to vote. I bet he wishes he could. So I am asking every voter in Pennsylvania, don't complain about the lines, stand in line. If you stand in line, you will be able to vote.
Absolutely, Linda. And we're going to talk with the mutual friend Kevin Kelly about what's going on in Philadelphia at a rally last night in South Philly. I made the point, we have people like you, but we also have people on the ground that have been through this before. Is there any vibe in Philadelphia this time of the usual shenanigans, you know, the stuff that gives the reputation, or is it calm so far?
Yeah, Kevin is part of our roving team that Jody Felice and I developed. You know, my partner in crime, Jody
right.
Felice, and you know he loves elections as much as I do. So Kevin Kelly is part of that team, and we just have people going around Philadelphia, driving the lawyers around, making sure everything is, you know, the laws are being followed. We're certainly seeing things. We're seeing our election officials, although this has obviously calmed down because now we're getting towards lunchtime. But this morning, you know, a lot of our people were told you can't be in here, but we got every single one back in. We fought back. We got every single election board worker who we got appointed and had a valid role. We got them back into the polling place.
Well, on what grounds did they do this year after year? And then, you know, hours go by. What do they say? Why they're not allowed in?
They say, well, you weren't here last year. There's no valid reason, Dom.
Right,
there's no
right.
valid reason, except they didn't see a Republican in the last election. And, you know, Dom and I, you and I have talked about this. If we had a stronger local party, more Republicans who lived in Philadelphia, this wouldn't be such a surprise to the Democrats every 4 years on a presidential election. But that's no excuse, because we really followed the law, of course, because we always do. And we got these minority inspectors appointed to be in these polling places. We got valid poll watcher certificates. And just because the Dems, you know, decide that they don't want us in there, then they cause a lot of disruption. And that should not be tolerated. And I've been tweeting today, hey, you know, Larry Krasner, where are you? You know, you pitched a fit yesterday in the media, but where are you? People should not be getting thrown out of polling places. He should be on this.
Any other thing, Linda, in the top of your mind as the day goes on? Any insight, anything of where you see? How strong do you know, we'll ask Kevin Kelly, is the voting so far for, you know, the various neighborhoods, particularly where Harris might run up a margin?
Right. So I just did get a report that some of the Dem neighborhoods, they're kind of quiet. And some of our Republican strongholds in Philly sound like, you know, we're really getting out the vote. And I'm also getting reports, obviously, from all across the Commonwealth. And it sounds like in a lot of our red counties, which are usually, you know, pretty quiet on Election Day, they're reliably red. You know, that awesome middle of Pennsylvania and North Pennsylvania that's so
right.
reliably red. But we're even seeing, you know, lines in those counties. Like, I think we're getting every last Republican because they're tired of these Democrats. And I think, you know, when President Biden called us trash, I think that was the last nail in the coffin. So I think this really we've really been able to motivate our base to get out there, and even the voters who, you know, might not always vote. So I'm encouraged by lines, because it means that, especially when they're in the red counties, because it means more people are voting.
Absolutely. Linda, thank you. You have carte blanche, of course. Any moment, any time. I'm going to be on 9 to 11 tonight. Anytime at that point, too, whatever develops, got to hear from Linda Kearns. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, and just remember, I have people at the mail ballot canvases all over the Commonwealth. They are watching those ballots get counted. I have people all over the Commonwealth, so we're also watching that.
Thank you, Linda, very much. Linda
right.
Kearns, in fact, we're going to take you to Montgomery County at about 12:30. Tom DiBello, who's a commissioner out there, is in the county area. That's all I can tell you. And he's going to give you a bird's eye view of the process there, eyeballing this. We're not fooling around. Last night, that rally in South Philly was incredible. Apparently, I didn't know this. I thought 5 points when there's a big win is where people go. At the Columbus statue, when Trump won in 2016, there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. It had to be 500 people there last night. Some on the traffic islands in the middle of Broad Street, right at the Columbus statue. It was wild. And that's in South Philly. That part of South Philly is strong Trump country. So Love to have you get in at 855-839-1210. We're on this hospital thing, thanks to a listener telling me about Chestnut Hill. Dawn had sources about Temple. It's not right what they're doing here. These are sick people. This is ridiculous. Carte blanche, emergency forms and all that. Who's handling them? How are these people able to do it? But it's indicative of how worried they are. We have to squeeze out every single vote. Now, I'm still not thinking we're going to call the election tonight. There are good signs all over the place for Trump. But once we start to get results tonight, we start our coverage at 7 o'clock. I'll be on 9 to 11, 9 to 10 with Dawn, then by myself at 10. And I've been given the command here, Henry, if it's warranted at 11 to continue on. I don't know. At 11, I don't see that happening. I think it's going to take to the wee small hours. I think by the time my show comes on tomorrow, though, somebody's going to call it. There's going to be meat on the bone. Certainly by the end of the day tomorrow, I think we're going to have a pretty good sense of this.
How long would you go tonight if they could? If you could just go as long as you wanted?
Just to the Nick Cale show.
Yeah. Take it all night.
Yeah,
all
right. Well, I mean, if it's actual breaking stuff, this is a moment. I was called in. I was sleeping when we got Bin Laden to come in, and I was kind of groggy. It was like 1:30 in the morning to do it. And there have been a couple of other things. Yeah, you live for that moment. The adrenaline carries you through. You want to be there, and people want us there. When that moment happens one way or the other. Now, if it goes the other way, they certainly want us there. So 855-839-1210. Of course, we do have a side question today. We have Laura Trump on the show. We'll take you to Philadelphia with Kevin Kelly. Nobody better at actually being there on the street and going after voters than Kevin Kelly. But this hospital thing is a reality. We have the evidence. This is what we're dealing with. We'll see how people react to it. They have attorneys going over there. We'll give you a report. You know, the other side is not going to lay down. They're still going to do their nonsense the way that they see it. They're stopping Hitler, after all. Here's Oprah last night here in Philadelphia. This is Cut 10. Oprah, who's in the book Letters to Trump, gushing, telling Trump that she was weepy when Trump said Trump and Oprah would make a great ticket. Oprah is VP, Trump is presidential candidate. She was weepy at that. Oh, my God. Now listen to what she said about Trump at the Harris rally last night.
If we don't show up tomorrow, it is entirely possible that we will not have the opportunity to ever cast a ballot again.
What country does this billionaire many times over? What bubble does Oprah? What does she think about the country? Not much. So we're going to vote to allow Trump so that they'll never vote again. Oprah last night, right there with Harris and Lady Gaga. What world is Oprah inhabiting? How would that happen, Oprah? Why didn't Trump do this the first time around?
Well, he didn't know.
Now he knows the ropes. By the way, the Joe Rogan endorsement. Again, I think Rogan is like the Russians in World War II when we had exploded a nuclear weapon. Suddenly they attacked Japan. It's great he gave his endorsement, but I don't know how many of the people that follow Rogan, if they know that last minute, because he's not an endorser. That part's true. So that's why this is a good thing that he did endorse Trump. But a few days earlier, it would have gotten out there. Maybe people that follow Rogan and him signing off on Trump is indicative that he doesn't think Trump in any way is going to impede their freedoms. That's what they're interested in. A lot of Rogan listeners, keep the government out, etc. Doing it yesterday was fine. We'll see if it has any kind of effect, if it filters out there. Or like 3 days later, people go, oh, Joe Rogan endorsed Trump. So sooner is better than later here. All right, let me know in your neck of the woods what you see happening today. Of course, everyone is tense around this. You could feel it. After all, Oprah said she may never be able to vote again last night. That's her standard on this. Here is Joe Scarborough this morning, though, the despicable Joe Scarborough. I know that's redundant. I know it's been proven many times over. This is this Cut 11, and this is every bit as much as Joe Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. Here's Scarborough.
I will ask the question that I think is a fair question to ask. Who raised these people?
What?
Because they were not raised by anybody in my neighborhoods that I grew up, any middle-class neighborhoods that I grew up in. These people were not there. They were not raised. I mean, they weren't in the classes I went to growing up in elementary or middle or high school or college. They just weren't there. That wasn't the America I grew up in, where people would laugh at the idea of people of press getting shot. Like, everybody would like sit around like, what? What's he talking about?
All right. There is the pompous one with the pompadour, Joe Scarborough, telling us who raised you. You know, the people that we're talking about. By the way, Guy Shiraki, great point. How did they keep the electors, the Republicans, out of polling places? He makes a great point. Some Philly polling places are homes or businesses, so owners just deny access to GOP officials. I mean, is this a great city or what? No, we're not letting you in here. I played Kevin Kelly over the years on the air, bringing a 75-year-old African-American female Republican in Alani during the Romney election. He says, I don't care what you say. A, we're not letting her in. And B, you're inside here now with us. She's not getting a chair. See if she can stand up for 8 hours. This is the mentality. This is what you're against. And the Philadelphia Inquirer and all these liberals over there, they think this is swag or something. This is big city swag. They don't want you Republicans here. How dare you? Watch this tonight, because we'll be on it. Something that's going to help in the future. If this kid running for state senate, Picozzi, wins in Northeast Philadelphia, I'm hoping we clean out this Republican Party. And I'm going to recommend to Laura Trump in days after this, after a win, got to get rid of the people running the Republican Party in Philadelphia. They hate Trump. There are a bunch of people that seem to hold their meetings in bars for 8 or 10 hours a day. Right, Vince? They do no good. And we continue, and they have money, we continue to see an ineffectual Republican Party. Because we have one that's pretty good in Philadelphia. That's a leg up to winning elections across the state. That's what it's about. All right, I'll give you the side question. Today, on Election Day, it's decision day. Make a decision. All right, a poll, a vote. So we'd like to know, and all three of us have our own, give us something you think worthy of a poll on my Twitter. We have a lot of fun with the Twitter poll at DomShow1210. A question that you have out there you want settled once and for all. It could be kind of silly. It could be one that's annoying. It could be like, is there life after death? That would be a good one.
That's a good one.
Yes, I went for the biggest thing I could possibly think of at that moment. I'm going to start off, is it Ginger or Marianne? We know, of course, on this show, it's Ginger. Dan tries to object, but he's only the Republican elector. I can kick him out. Henry, what's yours?
I'm going to go with a classic PA versus Jersey battle here. Is it Taylor ham or is it pork roll?
All right. Yeah, it's pork roll.
It's pork roll. Yeah. Taylor ham is a brand.
Right, exactly. I agree with you on the pork roll thing. Yeah. We've always said pork roll here. They're just savages that say the other. Okay, hit us with that question that you want a definitive answer to at the end of your call. How are you feeling today at this point? 855-839-1210. And again, station tonight, kicking off at 7 o'clock with Rich, Nick, and Dawn. And then I'll be on with Dawn 9 to 10, and then by myself with you 10 to 11. Matt Rooney checking in, Mike Opelka, Jimmy Fallon. It's going to be a big, big tonight. And you want to be together around this. You know, whatever you're watching, whatever you're nervous about, whatever rosaries you're saying, it's good to be with friends. It's good to be together. I had a sense at that rally last night. People are looking. I'm still waiting to see the final Loeschel's cookie count. If we get that, we'll give it to
you. Oh, yeah. Need that up there.
I know it was about close to 39,000 to under 3,000. But I know people are saying, why can't it be a million? Like, these are votes and cookies. All right. Phone lines. 855-839-1210. That's how you...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You get it. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. So here's more motivation. If you're hearing this somehow or another, you're going to go vote, waiting in line, know somebody there, or going to make another call to get somebody, remind them to vote. Chris Christie today with George Stephanopoulos talked about a bet he made on this election. Oh, yeah. The big guy. Well, in some ways, big guy. He said he bet on Kamala Harris.
Oh.
All right, just think of Christie losing that bet. Just think about that. All right, there's another motivation if you need more motivation today around this. Of course.
Sloppy Chris Christie.
Of course, he had to do that.
Chris Christie, who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slub.
I'll be watching tonight, too. Here's a little factoid about Bucks County. Oh, by the way, the U.S. Catholic bishops have aroused themselves, and they're on Twitter, at least a couple of them pitching this, talking about these states where they want to enshrine abortion in the Constitution and how the Democrats are putting up bills that are a bit tricky to see that, to vote against them. So wait a minute. They're encouraging people to vote against these referendums that would put abortion essentially into a state constitution. Bishops, follow me on this. Then how about people that are trying to enshrine this nationally day to day? Like, oh, I don't know, Kamala Harris. Why in the world can they tell people that's a prime thing, got to stop them from putting this into the state, but the architects, the executioners, yeah, pun intended, of this, we're not going to say anything. We can't say anything about that. That's it. Carry on here. What a fraudulent group. Just a outright fraudulent group up and down the line. I'm not saying to tell someone how to vote. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If they're saying, and they have on Twitter, and I read an article on this one in Arlington, if they're saying this is a prime issue with the church, doesn't get any higher than this, life. Be careful with what's enshrined in this. They're trying to enshrine abortion. Okay, can't you say that about the Harris campaign? You're not saying you have to vote against her, but you can point out the seriousness of this. And what would they balance it with on the other side? That Trump and Trump supporters are mean to immigrants? Is that really on the same level? So they're waking up on this, but not on the election, which is much more important than what they do at a state level. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push #1210. Let's go to Steve in Haddon Township. I don't know, they have the non-prohibition thing today, 100, is it 200 years of it? Hey, Steve, how's the prohibition thing going in Haddon Township?
I, my wife and I always go outside, to go to dinner because, we're sick of that actually.
Well, I think it's going to be over after today, don't you?
It would be nice, but, this township has a tendency to like rules and regulations. So, I wouldn't put it past them to just keep it in place because they like to overregulate it. Like that squirrel wouldn't have stood a chance if it lived in Haddon Township.
Yeah. I've heard that. It's a nice place to live except for the regulators. So what's it like voting there today?
It was me and three poll workers. That was it. And I'm pretty sure I was one of the very few people to vote for Trump. So they are not like when Chitterelli was squaring off against Phil Murphy, there was a line and I went there about the same time. This time it was deserted.
Gotcha. What's your answer to the side today? What's a decision that must be ruled on one way or the other?
Bannister versus Landy. So Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. He required three pacers and a coach to do it in perfect weather. A month later, Landy on his own ran 3:58, a minute faster than Bannister. And he went on to win an Olympic medal. He did win the mile of the century when the two faced off, but Landy had a 3-inch cut on his foot and should not have been running at all. And they still both they both came in under 4 minutes, and Bannister just edged him.
The idea is that
Bannister celebrated, but Landy, who pioneered high mileage training, probably should have been the greatest runner of the 20th century.
Thank you very much. I still stay with Bannister. That's why I said I knew he was going to with Landy.
Did you know that debate?
I didn't know that debate. No, I not have heard that.
Yeah, you were saying it to me on the line. I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah,
this is a great start.
I still go with Bannister, though. When he did that, it's more than about running a mile in 4 minutes. It's what humans can accomplish. And once one person did it, almost immediately, like this Landy guy did it, and they kept on inching it down. That's why the 4-minute mile thing is so important. It's not just running a mile. It's the psychology of the whole. I'm sticking with Bannister.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because that's like running a sub-2-hour marathon.
Yeah, I'm with Bannister. And you hear him say, well, they had a race, but he had a cut on his foot. All right. I mean, come on. How long does this go? All right. It's 855-839-1210. Now, Rare, we're going to take you to the counting area in Montgomery County coming up. We're going to talk there with Tom DiBello, the Republican commissioner, about the whole notion of what the heck's going on, early voting, et cetera. They've been opening the ballots. What is it like actually inside there? What's his sense of the process and what's going on out in Montgomery County with it? So we're inside the belly of the beast, so to speak. I don't know if the Mr. Softy truck will be there or not, but we're going to go to the count. We'll have to get you in, though. Got a lot more sound of stuff being said today. Your reaction to Joe Scarborough. Who raised these people? Then he went on a little bit later and said, Mika, I don't know what's going to happen post-MAGA. How are we going to deal with these people? Because they never had civics education, and they don't like the Constitution. Out of all of the pompous people there on the other side, you got to say that Scarborough, the tone, the whole presentation, he's close to first in line. What are we going to do with these MAGA people after we beat them? How are we going to re-educate them? They don't know civics. They didn't take civics education like you and I did, Mika. Oh, my goodness. So that's what this election is about, apparently. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Hit us on the side question. Bannister versus Landy. That is a real good start. All right, that's a pretty good one. So it could be something like that. It could be something really important. It could be something silly. It doesn't matter. Get in on it. Well, even though today is election day, busy, right? Meal planning, the holidays approach, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, hosting the family, going to work and family events, just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's, pick up the Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump, and don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes, just delicious. Time to stock up. Check out the variety of homemade soups, too. Colder weather, that's important. Perfect time, too, to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuffed mushrooms, various salads, desserts. Get a tray or two for an upcoming election night coverage. Captain Chuckie's also has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. There's literally a crab cake for everybody, as well as dessert, soup, sides, and appetizers. They use only the highest quality ingredients. That Gulf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And then my favorite, that Dom roll. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. There's a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, visit Captain Chuckie's at the shore. .com. All right, Tom Giordano show. A rare occurrence. Tom DiBello has really been on the spot out there in Montgomery County with all kinds of election shenanigans like the Mr. Softy truck. He is the minority, meaning the Republican, in this case, a Montgomery County commissioner. And as I understand it, he's either in or near the count room. This is like the casinos. That's the most, remember in Casino, this is the most holy of holies, the count room of mail-in ballots being opened and then the final tabulation. That's where this comes from. So let's go to Tom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome in. Tell us precisely where are you?
Well, right now I'm heading down Ridge Pike to get to Norristown. I've been a little behind schedule. I've been on the phone since 5:30 this morning having issues throughout the county at our polling locations, mainly where we have judge of elections making up their own rules. And making our, like, we have people, the watchers would watch the certificates, they're not allowing them inside. So I've been dealing with that. We also have constables out there that are there. Their main job as a constable at a polling location is to just ensure that nothing goes on, amongst the voters. They're there for voter security. Make sure that nothing happens. But they're taking it upon themselves to engage in the voter process. They've been engaging with our watchers. They've been telling people they couldn't go inside to be watchers. They're asking for identification. I mean, this is all the crazy stuff that's going on.
Wait a minute. They're asking for identification of whom? Voters or people?
People at the polls, okay. People that are working at the polls.
Okay, well, what are Republicans, Tom? What are you doing about that? Then, I mean, does the Trump people know? I mean, if that's not legal, then stop them.
Well, that's what we. So I've been calling the polling locations. We've been logging issues with the Trump campaign. We're telling them. We're saying, you got to get the lawyers engaged, because another issue that I'm running down is that. They're bringing people in from some homes and stuff like that, and the aides are standing over their shoulders and helping them fill out their ballots. And I'm like, well, that's not allowed. And of course, the judge of elections of a certain party say, oh, well, that's okay. So that's our biggest problem that I'm seeing out there. And we're talking it from a legal perspective. I'm going to get trying to get to see what we need to do, but that's what I'm seeing. A lot of the turnout's been amazing. A lot of voters, a lot of energy out there for the Trump campaign. The Democrats are nervous. They have people out there still today for the Kamala Harris team walking the streets and knocking on people's doors, telling them to go vote. But there's just a lot of energy.
Okay.
I am heading to the count room.
Okay.
Like you said, the infamous count room. I'll probably be there in about 25-30 minutes. Once I'm there, then that's where the duration I'll be for okay. until the rest of the day and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow.
All right, Tom, give us a look-see when you get there, okay?
I'll let Dan know. I'll reach out.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Thanks very much for that report. Constables here again. Hey, I thought over in Montgomery County, the head commissioner there wants everyone to vote. They're constantly telling, but they don't want people that are there to be eyeballs, apparently, to be getting in there. And everybody said, well, the constables are not supposed to be doing that. It doesn't stop Democrats from doing that. There's any number of them running around with those little badges on, apparently, in Bucks County still, saying they're some kind of an official, and they're not. It's all over Twitter. Bucks County is one of the first places I'll be looking tonight. Trump is going to win Bucks County, and that is such justice. And I think it'll be inspired by what was done to voters last week there. By the way, Axios National says Bucks County is a bellwether. Non-college educated white voters make up half the electorate in Bucks County, higher than any other areas in the Philadelphia suburbs. Biden carried Bucks by 4 points in 2020. If Harris loses there, it's a sign she's not able to replicate his success with white working class voters. You get that? I mean, it's going to be a tell tonight. I don't know when we'll get Bucks County, given the lame Republican over there, Gene DiGirolamo, and the two driven Democrats. But we are going to do our best to have that for you tonight sometime before 11 o'clock. All right, you got the side question today. Hit us with one of those disputes that you'd like to see settled. It could be once and for all, just like Election Day. It could be something silly. It could be something serious. Here's Donnie Deutsch. This will be cut 15, Henry. Now, this guy is one of the biggest Trump derangement syndromes from Morning Joe. He's an advertising guy, big time. You see him all the time. Listen to what he says is on the ballot today. Now, what I would say is on the ballot today is freedom from an oppressive government and a shot at the middle class being able to go to a grocery store and not have to pinch every penny and even then worry. That's what's on the ballot today. Here's Donnie Deutsch, though, telling us what's on the ballot today.
Yes, how about Abraham Lincoln? After 700,000 people had been killed in the Civil War, what did he say at his second inaugural? With malice toward none. I think they could do it then. Whatever side ends up winning tonight can do it tomorrow. Right. Or next week. It's going to be hard, though, isn't it, Donnie, for you? I can tell. You're gritting your teeth.
It's hard for, as a business guy, I want to talk about brands for a second. And what's on the ballot is the brand of USA and what we stand for. You know, originally we had a mission statement. It was the Constitution that laid out our values. Yeah. And our brand stands for, it was the first American brand, was USA. It stands for hope and freedom and honesty and decency and togetherness and inclusiveness and kindness. That's on the ballot.
Yeah.
Getting rebranded. That is literally so, yes, we are voting for two candidates. We are voting for what this country stands for going forward. And that's...
And yet, Andrew...
No, we're not. Not that way. We're voting for traditional America, which has to be tweaked, not changed in the disastrous manner that you've already done it. You don't support the First Amendment. You certainly don't support the Second Amendment. There's any other number of amendments that the progressives don't like. The Constitution is there to prevent government, aka progressives here, from overriding us. You don't like the Electoral College. You know, there's this progressive narrative going on that Trump could win the national popular vote. I'm not going to say something crazy and say, I can't imagine that, but it's relatively close. What if Trump wins the popular vote, but loses the electoral vote? Then you're going to see it. No, I'll tell you right here and now, if that happened, which I don't see, I'm still completely in favor of the Electoral College. Why are they not? Because you know what they want to do. They want to shut up flyover country. They want this to come down to overrunning with any shenanigan imaginable in Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, L.A., and the more people they can bring in illegally in some way, shape, or form, get them to vote. They don't want these smaller states flyover country. They don't want those people to be heard. They want the elites, on so-called elites on the coast, to be heard. So they don't support the Constitution. The Electoral College is genius. It is genius without a doubt. You know the compromise. To get buy-in, to have a country, a constitution, any degree of unity, the smaller states proportionally got something. The bigger states still get the lion's share. Now, it is kind of sad that we're down to, I don't even think it's seven. I don't count North Carolina. It's down to six battleground states. I get it. The other states seem to be left out. Used to be they were in. Okay, that's something to work on. But they don't want the Electoral College. It's something else that stops them from the almighty power of the federal government and the deep state and all the rest of it. That's exactly what they want. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. So what's on the ballot today? You know, other than the anxiety people would have to deal with in the next 48 hours, another loss, another here we go again. Okay. I told you what's on the ballot. You heard Donnie Deutsch, what's on the ballot. And if we hear from the others, stop it already. Stop it with the decency. Like Madeline Dean, the Dean of Decency. If you're a new listener, that comes from the fact when she first ran for Congress out of Montgomery County, she claims a guy showed up, walked through the rain to get there. And he told her one thing. I want you to go to Washington and restore decency. Let's think about, just think of the nerve of a Madeline Dean lecturing decency. About decency. She and the husband making their money in the bike industry in communist China. The fancy homes all over the place. We're going to hear from her about decency.
Decency.
Yeah, I don't think so. This is the favorite word. Now, that's not to say people support everything Trump says and we go through this cycle, et cetera. But decency from this crowd, from the Bidens, from the Deans, from the Harrises. How about the second gentleman? Decency. I got the nanny pregnant in a decent way. How dare decency. You say anything? You know, the girlfriend I allegedly slapped around, all that stuff, that was decent. Stop with the decency. We're tired of it. We laugh at you. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hey, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, they want you to catch all the actions, because right now FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All that you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more this season. And FanDuel is the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And gambling problem, that's 1-800-GAMBLER. It is Dom time. Welcome in. What a day to be together, right? Right through tonight. Cambria County, I don't even think I've ever been anywhere near it. You know, I'm not going to look at a map right now. As extended voting, due to the fact they had a software glitch, that and Bedford County are the two counties in question. In one, Trump got 82% of the vote. These are small Pennsylvania count last time, and 68 in the other. So they're on it. Laura Trump will be here. We'll ask her about this. We'll ask her about the hospital situation going on with these hospitals, just completely, I'm told, out of the ordinary, putting these emergency ballots on all trays, announcing it over the hospital PA. They'd be doing that, apparently, for everybody in the hospital. Why not? You know, is that all legal? Well, attorneys are going there. Dawn had Temple University hospitals doing that, too. Who knows how many of them are engaged? It's just another indicator. But we're not going to be lectured to by these people. I would just caution, and the people who have reported it to me, I think, agreed. I'd be careful of stepping over the lines of the Hippocratic Oath or the ethical oath of what doctors and healthcare providers are supposed to be doing here. You know, the emergency ballot is done if you take sick and then you need agency and all. But it's not just to be carte blanche thrown out there like this. And that's what my report was, that suddenly they're told over the PA system this will be put on all the lunch trays today. I don't know how many patients they have there. I don't know how many at Temple. But this is not good faith at all. It's just not. So we're not going to be lectured to by those like the Mr. Softy truck guy, and you heard the report from the commissioner out there in Montgomery County where the constables are apparently doing something they're not supposed to do. As I understood it, they're supposed to be there just to be a presence to make sure nothing happens in the line. Here, they're going after the Republicans coming in to try to be the eyes and ears in these various polling places for the minority party out there in Montgomery County. So, again, knock it off with decency. Knock it off with you're for the country. No, you're not. You don't like the Constitution. You don't like traditional America. You want massive change. We don't. We think it should be tweaked. Every generation has that goal, that charge, to do a little bit better. But that's not what they want. Remember President Obama talking about fundamental transformation? The country does not need to be transformed. Why would we transform America? For what reason? What is the compelling case for that? All right. Let's go to Lou in you have the head of elections down there, Henry. Who is this?
So that's me. I have a head of elections down in Fulton County, Georgia. This came out about 30 minutes ago, just breaking that there was allegedly bomb threats that were levied towards polling locations. And he's addressing that now, saying that it was actually Russians, allegedly. You want to hear that?
Is this guy a Democrat? Russians, huh? Okay, let's hear it. Yes.
Threats. At polling places that we've heard about one bomb threat.
To work.
Have you heard any other verifiable threats at any polling places?
We've heard some threats that were of Russian origin. And so I don't know how to describe if that's viable. We don't think they are. But in the interest of public safety, you always check that out. And
Well, somebody asked this guy, how do you know they're Russian origin? Just once? Do we have to do everything?
We identified the source, and it was from Russia.
Can you elaborate on that? What kind of threats?
As he said, it's a bomb threat.
And you're confident it was the Russians that did?
Yeah, just like we had the DDoS attack on Monday, October 14th, 420,000, pings denial service from Russians. So we added that interface that said, I am a human, I'm not a robot. So they're up to no mischief, it seems, and they don't want us to have a smooth, fair, and accurate election. And they think they can get us to fight among ourselves. They can count that as a victory. So that tells you a little bit about the Russians. They're not our friends. Anyone that thinks they are has them read the newspapers. Thank you so much.
I think I would need a little bit more evidence. But let me put it to you this way, right? I'm not in the camp, just so you know, right, that the Russians are our friends, whatever. They're stone-cold enemies. Putin is a war criminal and worse. But they're small potatoes compared, I'd like to ask that guy, to the Chinese. All right, so it's the Russians. This guy knows it. Bomb threats. Thank you, Dan. I know that angle. In Fulton County, Georgia. Well, then you got to make a decision. You know, are you bold enough to say, hey, I know this is the Russians. I'm not going to shut down these facilities because the Russians are calling in bomb threats. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, the streets of Philadelphia. I hear he's been in the river wards. Kevin Kelly is one of the people running the day-to-day election for the Trump campaign in Philadelphia, in the neighborhoods where it gets really tough. I've talked about him for years, all the way back to that Romney tape I played. He's next to give us a sense of what's going on in Philadelphia, particularly what I've seen in some places, pretty tepid turnout in the areas that I think are Harris areas. All right. I see a lot of action in the suburbs, which might also be for Harris. We'll see. But he'll give you that. And Laura Trump will be here at 2 o'clock. To address all these things, including the Russians calling in bomb threats to Fulton County, Georgia. We know it. Read the newspapers. That sound to keep for this campaign, that might be top 10. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.